ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it. When he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date, and the people, when he went back, they said, they never seen anything like this. This is a miracle.
This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might have to do little odds and ends. And now he's gone back flying.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and I believe in miracles. I believe that you are not listening to this broadcast today by accident, nor by chance, but by the complete direction of God. Do you need a miracle breakthrough? Are you believing God that this month of April will usher you into a season of supernatural miracles? God said this month, uncommon miracles, things that you have not seen him to do before. God is going to open his windows of blessing and pour his anointing on you. What do you need? God's got it. If you need peace, if you need finance, if you need joy, if you need a miracle healing, or you just plain need to hear a word from God, we are in the midst of a crusade that is changing lives, not in one city or even one country, but all across America, in the prayer chamber and throughout the world on social media. People are calling in and they are receiving their physical miracles, calling back and testifying how God spoke the word, and the word that he spoke came to pass. I don't know what you are believing God for, but this one thing I do know. It is a season of miracles, a season of breakthrough, a season of supernatural turnaround. And all you have to do to be a part of this great move of God is to call into church by phone tonight and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join Apostle Brodnick and myself, the Double Portion Action prophetic team that is standing together for your breakthrough. All you have to do on tonight and then again Thursday and Saturday is get into a quiet part of your house and pick up your phone and dial 318-754-0001. There is a word from God that is going to change your life and destiny. And I heard the Lord speak on for this service on tonight and say that it shall be a season of supernatural miracles, a season of breakthrough, a season of turnaround. Fear not the storm, saith the Lord. Fear not flesh. Fear not the enemy, for you are in the process of reaching the other side. I didn't say there wouldn't be storms. I did not say that the enemy would not fight and hinder and come against. But I did say that no weapon that was formed against you would prosper. I can hear somebody say, but prophetess, they're coming at me on my job, trying to drive me out, but it's not going to work. God is in control. He has already planned your supernatural breakthrough. He knows what he's doing, and he is speaking to your storm. Peace be still. Peace be still in the marriage. Peace be still. Iraba hataya. Peace be still. I believe that God has a word for your storm. And after tonight, there's going to be a difference. I see that woman right now in your vehicle. Tears are streaming down your face. You have faced hell in your home for months now, and you can't take it anymore. Some days it feels like you're living in a Jekyll and Hyde situation. Everything is fine in that marriage and with that relationship until all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the enemy starts to get in things and starts to come against. And you have said within yourself, Lord, I don't know what to do. Do I stay? Do I go? What do I do? You will know what to do after the service on tonight. That one on your job, my God, you have given some of the best years of your life to that job, and it just feels like they want to throw you to the side. You have helped to build it to what it is today, and yet they want to push you out for someone that they can pay less. But God is going to release favor. I remember being in Jacksonville, Florida several years ago. The pastor has gone on to be with the Lord now. Pastor Neesmith was his name. And a woman came in by the name of Hansi. And she came into that service, and she had got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and began to come in covenant with God, paying her tithe and sowing seed, and blessing began to come. She was working a good paying job, but still couldn't keep food on her in her cupboards. She said after she began the covenant relationship with the Lord, and after she began to follow the instruction of the prophet, for the first time in 10 years, she didn't have to go to the cash advance to get through to the next paycheck. Somehow God multiplied it. I think in the word in the book of Psalm, and the 89th Psalm said, in around about the 33rd, 34th voice, the Lord said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter that which I have uttered out of my lips. That which God has spoken to you, He is going to bring it to pass. Do you have a word that you're waiting on coming through? Are you believing God for a supernatural turnaround? We were there in that city for a month. The last week came. God stretched her faith, but she obeyed the Lord. And God began to move for her in a special way. 4 days after that crusade was over, she went to work in the morning on a Thursday. And people were running in the parking lot crying. She didn't know what was going on. They said, did you not hear? That there's been a hostile takeover and they're letting everybody go. Executives were gone. They called her into the office. She was devastated. She said, but Lord, I'm in covenant with you. The man looked at her and said, we have taken over this company and we have let go everybody, but we need one person that can know how the day-to-day operation goes. And they looked at her and said, we just found your file and decided to pick you. We're keeping you on. We're starting you out with a $28,000 a year raise. God is in the miracle business. Out of all the people where she worked, only one person was kept, and it was her. And the Lord directed their hand right to her. I don't know where you work, where you're pasturing, or what you need in the natural, but God said, fear not. He's speaking to your storm, and there will be a word of prophecy tonight in the prayer chamber. Again, that's 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 318-754-0001. Once you're in the prayer chamber, press *5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand for prayer, and we are in the prayer chamber till we've reached every caller. What do you need? God's got it, and He's waiting to give it to you on tonight.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Good afternoon. Let us serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. The scripture for today is Acts chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Verse 23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, we have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Topic for discussion is miracles, signs, and wonders.